Dream, Jane, dream. How could you see so clearly why you were here? Dream, Jane, dream. Do things seem far away when really they're near? Perhaps it's easier to know where you're going than to see where you've been. It helps to have someone who's so good at showing you that they know you can. Just like your mom did for your dream, Jane, dream. You waited patiently, though it took a while. Dream, Jane, dream. I see your face and I can drink in your smile. No language needed when you held at your hand and looked right into their eyes. See these creatures reaching back with their fingers. Life is such a surprise, lifting the veil between us. Separate species, hardly different at all. I see them cuddling their babes in their arms, just like I do with my own. I watch them do this and my heart feels so warm. I feel so much less alone. We're in this all together. Dream, Jane, dream. I hear you telling me to follow my heart. Dream, Jane, dream. Though my own vision next to yours seems so sparse. Like you, I'm crouching here with outstretching arm, hoping that I can connect to something greater than myself in this moment. Will I have an effect? But either way, I love to dream.
Dream, Jane, Dream is Lori Enriquez from How Great Can This Day Be? That song is a tribute to Jane Goodall, who is the world's foremost researcher of chimpanzees. Today, we're learning about apes. That means taking a trip to the zoo here in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Oh, there they are! Oh, chimpanzee! Chimpanzee!
That's the sound of some very hungry chimpanzees. That's a kind of ape. Zookeeper Jonathan Cordova feeds and cares for this crew every day.
That's how they talk to each other and yell. Someone made somebody mad and then everybody got involved in the argument and chased them around. They have a really complicated social hierarchy, so the more dominant ones are going to try to tell the subordinate ones to calm down, stop getting in a fight. Pretty normal stuff. And like I said, so that's why these guys don't make good pets. So what they just did to each other could seriously injure a human. But to them, that was nothing. That was just them yelling at each other.
So because they communicate through vocal systems, I have to wonder how complex is their language with each other? I would say their language is pretty complex. I don't think science has fully understood their capabilities. I know a lot of people have tried to teach them sign language with some minor success, but their inner communication with each other is really amazing to see. They're able to communicate with each other very well through just very subtle body positions and gestures. They can talk to each other, and it's really amazing to see.
I believe you previously mentioned that they have an incredibly complex social hierarchy. How are the positions in that determined?
It's usually determined by what we would call submissive chimps and more dominant chimps. So they figure that out themselves, and it comes down to personal, individual personalities. The alpha chimp is usually the male who's the biggest and the strongest, and he's the one who's going to take care of the whole family and protect them. And then he'll choose his female to have babies with, and that's usually a very dominant female. Some of them are really shy, so those guys end up towards the bottom of the social hierarchy. So they're the ones who might not get the best pick of the food and stuff. Chimps are really interesting. They actually are really fluid with their social hierarchy. So one day one of them might be all the way at the bottom and not get the best food. And then the next day, the male, the head male, the alpha male, he might like that female and she gets to climb up in rankings. It's very fluid and dynamic, but they determine that all on their own.
Was there an ancient time where there was great apes here in North America?
There were, and there are stories from Native American tribes about bigger gray apes. I believe they didn't come too much farther than North America. They certainly were in Asia, and when there was the Bering Land Strait like bridge, they definitely came, and that could be where some of the folklore around Sasquatch comes from in North America. Yeah, but definitely fossilized remains of Gigantopithecus is the name of the fossil that they found. So it was a big gray ape. It was probably a really large orangutan. And so there's thoughts that they had spread to North America, but eventually had died out.
Wow, a giant orangutan.
Yes, big orangutan. That would have been really cool to see. Orangutans are one of my favorites.
Chimpanzees are often used for medical research because probably they're so closely related to humans. What happens to those chimpanzees after they've been in medical research?
That's a great question. Actually, a lot of members from our own troop are ex-lab chimps, particularly our alpha male and alpha female, Alf and Elaine. They were a breeder pair for a medical research lab, and unfortunately, we really don't like to see chimpanzee testing. It's gone back and forth on whether it's completely outright illegal in the United States or not. I think the powers that be find that it's necessary sometimes to advance human medical care. We definitely don't like to see it. It can be a sad situation for the chimpanzees. Like our group, they had a lot of problems, and thankfully they were able to come and get great care here.
Are chimpanzees endangered?
Their habitats are really fragmented and their populations have declined a lot, particularly in the last couple hundred years. It's really gone down. That's why zoos are so important. We keep a really good genetic population of them, keep the genes flowing, and that's really important for the wild. We also work with a bunch of conservation groups out in the wild. A couple coworkers of mine have people that go out into the field and work with some of the people who live in Africa. It's really important to try to protect their habitat and make them valuable to humans, because without them being valuable to us, we're going to lose them, unfortunately.
Chimpanzees generally live into their 40s and 50s, with male species tending to die about 10 years earlier than females. Here at the Albuquerque Biopark Zoo, the staff will care for these chimps into old age, taking care to keep them safe, comfortable, and healthy every day. You just heard Jonathan Cordova. He's a zookeeper here, and he specializes in caring for chimpanzees. You've been listening to the Children's Hour. This is They Might Be Giants. We'll catch you next time.
Well, I got the invitation that you sent to received the photos you sent, and I don't
snowy egret or the moss, and I find it hard to recognize some relatives of ours, like the roachafir, the sycamore, iguanas, and sea stars. My brother the ape.
Children's Hour is produced by the Children's Hour Incorporated, a New Mexico nonprofit.
You can find photos, links, learn-along guides, and more about us at childrenshour.org.
Today's show was written and produced by me, Katie Stone, with help from our senior producer, Christina Stella. We also had help from our intern, Daniel. The kids recorded themselves at the Albuquerque Biopark Zoo. Many thanks to the staff over there for welcoming our crew.
Find our podcast wherever you listen to podcasts, or go to our patreon.com/thechildrenshour,
or ask your smart speaker to play the Children's Hour podcast.
We post our photos and more on Instagram and Facebook. Find us at TCH Radio.
Our theme music was written by C.K. Barlow.
The Children's Hour is distributed by Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.
Listening to the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio.